All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner, and we are back with Discipline. Let's go ahead and get it started. I want you to come inside of me. If it was just the two of us and I didn't know what she's really like, I'd be happy to oblige her. But after having seen her do what she did, there's no way I want to do it. I really don't want to do it. Oh, stop lying. I noticed you got all big watching us. That was... It's true. It's a fact that I got excited by their show and that my crotch got big. And it hasn't quieted down yet. Go on, hurry up. Look at what you're doing to me. I can't believe you won't do anything. Hey, now, you're doing it to yourself. Look, it's all big. Don't waste it. I don't know why she came over to me, but she's pulling my pants down. And my underwear comes down with it. Wah! Wow, look at what happened to you just from watching. Leona looks at my thing and smiles. After all that we did yesterday, you recovered well. I couldn't say anything back to her. Yesterday, I was sure I couldn't get hard again for a week, but I've recovered in one day. Now stand up. I'll let you put it in. Leona forces me to stand up. She pushes me towards Himeki. Wait! This isn't what I came here for! Just shut up and do as I say. Or do you want me to drug you like I did yesterday? Leona whispers in my ear as I try to resist. Well, she wouldn't have whispered as loud as I, you know, but you get it. Please, anything but that. I have to go to class this afternoon. If she drugs me again, who knows when the effects will wear off? If you don't want that, then do as I say. Besides, it's not like you don't like it, right? That's not what this is about. Put it in! Hurry! She's getting impatient with me. She shakes her butt at me and tries to entice me. She's wearing underwear, but they're soaking wet and they're totally see-through. My butt! I want it in my butt today! Ooh, not me. What? The butt is fine, but did you clean it out first? I got it all out, so go on, poke me. That's not what she means by cleaning your butt. Taking a shit is not cleaning your butt, I'm sorry. I'm glad to hear that. Go on, Hayami-kun, have her extract today's stuff. Leona pushes me towards Himeki. Shove. She gets me within 10 centimeters of her and then pulls Himeki's panties to the side. I can see everything from her thing to her anus. It should be her ass to her anus, but whatever. Her pink anus is opening and closing as if to invite me in. Oh, no. Her thing? Yeah, I said that wrong. Her ass to her anus. Her ass and her anus are the same thing, dumbass. Her pussy to her anus, but apparently they can't use the word, I don't know, kitty media, I guess they were crazy about not having, oh, we can't say pussy, we have to say thing. Oh, give me a fucking break. No word school and it's lunch hour, are you serious? Are we really gonna do it? It's fine, just put it in and all your worries will disappear. What? Gugh. Leona is pushing me hard. Leona's chest is pressing against my back. Hold on, guys. I have to go to the walkthrough. If I fuck it up, it's all over for me. I'll get a bad ending. No, Grim! Not right when it's getting good. You idiot. Why do you do this? Don't worry. I found the walkthrough. Okay. So. There's nothing here that says just put it in. Nothing. So it's refused, but it's gonna happen anyway. Wait! Wait! What? I'm not mentally prepared. Don't you have a condom? They say there's a lot of bacteria in the butt. I try to stall for time, but Leona sees right through it. She lifts her foot and digs her toes into my butt. Stop making excuses and stick it in! Leona screams at me and pushes me with her foot. She's so strong I can't fight her. My thing goes in Himeki's anus. I like how she closes one eye. At the same time, an incredible sensation rushes to my head. After watching the goings-on earlier, this is too much. She's totally winking. You can stick it in my butt! Somehow she's wet just when he stuck it in the butt. I don't know how that works. So how is Himeki's butt? It's difficult to... Ah! You don't have to say anything. Your face says it all. Don't just sit there. Move. Leona pushes my hips with her hands. Nerp, nerp, nerp. I don't know what the fuck that even's supposed to mean. Ah, wait. Oh, no. Oh, no. Even just moving a little makes my penis feel like it's gonna melt. It's burning hot. I mean, they don't even have an eye there. That's how fucking burning hot it is. Inside of Himeki. And the tightness is strangely intense. It doesn't hurt at all. Just thinking about my thing being inside of her pure looking... What? Let's try that one again. Just thinking about my thing being inside of pure looking Himeki's anus gets me excited in a very strange way. More! Deeper! That's also what you say if you're trying to dig a hole. Himeki screams sweetly. She pushes her butt against me. It's like the thing is being sucked into her. It goes in all the way to the base. I can't. I'm gonna come. I am overcome by pleasure. I'm breathing hard, but I try my best to appear normal. I realize that I'm moving my hips on my own without any help from Leona. It's too early. Hold on more. I will tell you when you can come. Leona whispers in my ear and slowly brings her hand around to my butt. Leona gently caresses my butt and brings her fingers closer to my anus. You know you like it. Leona starts to gently stimulate the opening with her fingers. The new sensation makes me even more excited. My body shakes. Leona has opened a new realm of senses for me, my butt. It's by force, but the pleasure is greater than my humiliation. Ah, yes! No! Why do I have to say that? No, it's not fucking fair! No! Why do I have to say that? Yes, my butt! I like it in my butt! Oh no. I can't even say that with a straight face. Himeki is glistening with sweat. She grinds her butt in unison with my movements. The expression of pleasure on her face makes me feel even better. You both look great, so Hayami-kun, how is it? Can you hear me? Answer me! Now, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to say, don't say anything.
Yep.
I fight myself from answering Leona truthfully. That was my rebellion for being forced into this pleasure. I see, you don't want to answer. Leona's not happy with my response. Then how about this? She shoves her finger that was on my butt up to the first joint. The stimulation almost makes me come, but I hang on with all my might. Say it. Go on, say it. Leona wiggles her finger around, totally ignoring me as I shake. It feels good. My mouth blurts out all on its own, totally under the spell of the pleasure. You're finally being honest. Until a moment ago, you didn't want to, you goody two-shoes. Leona's satisfied with my response. She takes her finger out of my anus. It's starting to get late, so let's sprint to the finish line. Go on, Himeki-san, and make Hayami-kun come right away. Okay! Himeki squeezes her anus strongly and begins to shake her butt rigorously. Hee, she says. The squeezing and the motion take me to another level of pleasure. So do you like it, Hayami-kun? I can feel your thing twitching in my butt. Just like this. I will take it all in. There you go. There's the full CG. I'm going to come. I can't hold it anymore. It's not fair for you to come alone. Make sure you let Himeki-san come too. But I can't anymore. Yeah. Just a little more and I can come. Come on, Hayami-kun, just a little more. When I put my finger inside, come, got it? Man, it's like a porn star. You better come on command. I can't! I'm about to pass out, but I hold on desperately as I continue to move my hips. I'm about to come. My hips don't slow down, they speed up. We're pumping so rigorously, every time we make contact, you can hear our flesh slapping together. I can't anymore! I'm going to come! Come, let a lot out! Mamiri too! Okay, come! Leona raises her voice and sticks her finger in my butt all the way. I'm coming! I'm coming! We scream at the same time and reach our climax. And the next moment, I'm releasing my sperm into Meki's rectum. It's so hot! It's coming out! Hayami-kun's stuff is coming into my belly! Let a lot out! I can feel you coming with my finger! Leona moves her finger around in my butt and spurs on my ejaculation. I continue to come inside of her as if controlled by the finger. I think that's enough. Pop! I'm still coming, but Leona pulls me away from Himeki. Squirt, squirt. I still can't stop ejaculating. The white fluid makes an arc and lands on Himeki's butt. Don't finish yet. Hang on a second. Leona walks away and comes back with a teacup. Stay still. She She catches my semen in the teacup. Splat, splat. Hee hee, that's good. I finish coming just as she says that. I fall back into the chair. Ah, ecstasy. Hameki is basking in the afterglow, the semen that releases oozing out of her butt. Now, Hameki-san, there's plenty for you. Let's have our afternoon tea. Okay. Leona places the teacup on the table. Hameki approaches it with dreamy eyes. Harumph! I don't even know what that's supposed to be. Usually when somebody says harumph, they're a real stuck up, I don't know, wealthy harumph! I don't know. That's just not what I would expect her to say, and it's bizarre. She climbs on the table and straddles the steaming teacup. Good, let it all out! Hameki takes Leona's signal and bears down. Her anus opens and the thick stuff I release comes oozing out. Gloop, glug, splat. The white lines of semen fall into the... teacup. You're not going to! I remember the nightmare from yesterday. A chill runs up my spine. That's not what she meant by milk tea. Ugh, I ain't gonna do it, folks. Ain't no man in the world. Glop. Phew, she got everything out. I look in the cup, there's so much in there, I can't believe it. The semen in the hot tea solidifies and separates from the tea. It's so thick and there's so much of it, it looks like there's a skin on the surface. It's not serving its purpose as milk. Okay, let's have some then. Shit, suit yourselves, I'm out of here. Yes, while it's still hot. They get dressed and sit down, and they pick up their teacups and stir the contents with their silver spoons. Oh, I think I might have said that a little bit. Yeah, they've definitely got silver spoons, but we're talking about silver spoons that they're using to stir the tea. There isn't that much floating in Leona's. There's enough in Hameki's cup to make a person puke. They put their spoons down and bring their cups to their lips with no hesitation. Gulp, gulp. I can hear them drinking the tea. They're really drinking it. It's delicious. Milk tea is best when it's fresh. It sounds like the mistress, right? Yes, you're right, even though it has a distinctive taste. Hey, why don't we have a tea shop at the next school fair? Great idea. And if we serve this milk tea, it will be a huge hit. No? We'll have the goddamn police and everybody else on there. Is there human sperm in this tea? What the hell, ladies? But in this school, maybe things will be a little different. I think it will be a hit in many ways. Don't you agree, Hayami-kun? I have no idea how to respond. I just forced myself to smile. How about you, Hayami-kun? Milk tea after a workout is great. No thanks. I'm not thirsty at all. I declined the offer. Did they drag me here just to make that? The things that rich people come up with are not normal. Tell me about it, brother. Not all of them, though. Clunk. Now that tea time is coming to an end, let's have Hayami-kun give us his answer. Leona puts her teacup down and starts to get to business. My fatigue leaves me instantly and my body gets tense. I cannot imagine that Leona Morimoto would just accept what I have to say. I'm 90%, no, 100% sure of it. I'm sure she's up to something. Maybe she won't let me leave until I join. Just thinking about it makes my knees shake. So what is your answer? I'd like to hear it too. I mumble. I can't seem to get the words out. Stop dawdling and give us your answer. Don't worry, we won't get mad no matter what your answer is. They smile and wait for me to speak. Then I'll just say it. Please go ahead. Whenever you're ready. I swallow and begin to speak. I decline to join! Silence. My voice echoes through the room. After a pause, Leona opens her mouth. Great! So you'll join! You fool! What did you think this was? You can't decline! You're not in control! That's what I thought. Let's prepare for the official welcoming party then. That's a great idea! Hey, did you hear what I said? It seems that there is a break in communication somewhere along the line. Or maybe they won't let it rest until I change my mind. I never said I would join. You, Ayami-kun. I never said that. I'll say it again. I have no intention of ever joining. Silence. What did you say? She heard it that time. But! I think they finally hear what I'm saying. I can't believe the looks on their faces. You are kidding, right, Hayami-kun? You're not really serious when you say that. Oh, sure! I want to be milked until I'm damn near dead. And have you guys drink my fucking sperm and tea and coffee and all this other crazy bullshit. Sure, I'd absolutely love that. To be a fucking husk that you throw out the damn window because he's drained of every bit of sexual fluid he has. Sure, that sounds like a great fucking idea, Leona. That's what I would say. Hayami-kun, you're so mean trying to scare us like that. It's not a joke nor a lie. I mean it. But... why are you declining? Look how you felt! How good I felt? You forced me! Hayami-kun, I hold you responsible. After what you made me do, how can I get married? That's your fucking fault for telling me to put it in your butt, you crazy slut! That's my line. I'm getting sick of their nonsense. I can't keep up with them. Hayami-kun, do you really think you can get away with turning us down? Yeah, we're gonna find out, won't we? You just said that you wouldn't be mad no matter what my answer was. That was just for appearances. You can't take it at face value. Ridiculous. Either way, I've already joined another club. I don't even have the right to join the social club. How dare you lead us on? When did you do that? So what club did you join? Are you saying that there is a club better than mine? The baseball club. Ha 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 ha! That makes me laugh. Leona bursts into laughter. What's the good of joining a club like that? A baseball club that can't play baseball? That's like a tropical country's ice hockey team. I was gonna shut it down, but now I guess I don't have to. They've already been given their notice. I'm sorry that you just joined, but it's about to become non-existent. What a terrifying woman. I wonder if she's been shutting down clubs on her whim. I wouldn't put it past her. It's gonna get shut down anyway, so you may as well think of another club to join. That's a great idea, so you'll be joining our club, of course. Okay, so let's begin preparations for his welcoming party. Hang on a second. It's not officially closed yet, so why are you talking like it's already gone? It's as good as gone. She answers me bluntly. I know you don't want to believe it, but it's the truth. Don't get depressed, Hayami-kun. You have me. What? First she's like, what am I going to do with my wedding day? And then she's like, don't get depressed. You have me. What, are we getting married? What the fuck's going on with you, you crazy bitch? She opens her arms and hugs me. What the hell? I try to pull away from Himeki. Slam. Ouch. She loses her balance and falls on the floor. How awful. Too awful. You hate me. I don't like you, but... You've broken my heart. I saved my precious virginity for you. Wah! Cry me a river. Virgin? Yeah, right. Anyway, it's not officially closed down yet. Until then, I am a member of the baseball club. I make it very clear to Leona. You're going to refuse to the bitter end. Fine, I will let you have your way today. Leona goes silent and backs down. Then I can leave? Yes, you may. Do as you like. Then I'll be going. I turn around and walk quickly to the door. I can hear Himeki and Leona talking behind my back. Leona-san, we have to get him into our club, even if we have to brainwash him. Calm down, Himeki-san. It's easy to get him to join, but if we force him too hard, he'll break right away. I see, then you must have another plan. He, of course. You're amazing, Leona-san. You're so awful. Himeki-san, you're no angel yourself. Now, Leona-san. As I listen to them talking, I grow fearful of what they may have planned. I'm sure I'll find out soon enough. What a nightmare. I sigh and open the door. I'm finally outside. The chimes to mark the end of lunch hour ring throughout the halls. Hey, you made it back. Yeah. I sigh again. I fall into my chair. I look around the classroom. People are still focused on their practice tests. Sudo talks to me blasé. So, did you turn the princess down? Yeah, at least I tried. I get the idea it didn't go well. No one with any brains would turn her down. I can't just join that club. You should say I just can't join that club. Well, good luck. So you chose the baseball club to rebel against the social club. I think you've made the wrong choice. I can't help it. There were no other good ones. That's why I told you to join the photography club. Leona Morimoto is planning on shutting down whatever club I join. Never mind, you don't have to join, he changes his mind so quickly. I think the baseball club is the best place for you. Well, good luck, it has nothing to do with me. I glare at Sudo resentfully as he walks away. He really doesn't care. The bell rings. Afternoon classes begin. Everyone is still intently focused on the lecture, just like this morning. I try to focus too, but I'm tired and it's hard to concentrate. I somehow managed to fight off sleep and get through afternoon classes. Usually the classroom empties out when school ends, but today people are sticking around and showing each other their notebooks. People who can't miss their clubs leave the room. Sudo and Onokawa are among them. I plan on going to my club too. It's a memorable day since it's my first day in the club. You're gonna pop into the Bible study group today, right? No, I can't today. Hey, that's not what you said. Man, everybody's trying to speak for him. Hameki-kun. Damn, dude. Odokawa looks mad at me. Not Hameki, but I mean Hayami. Sorry, it's late, but Hayami! Damn, everybody's trying to speak for Hayami. At first, Leona was like, of course you're gonna join my club! And then Odokawa's like, oh yeah, sure, you're going to be in the Bible study club. You said you would be there. No, I didn't. It's like everybody's trying to speak for this man. Come on, now let Hayami have a fucking mind of his own. All the women are trying to boss him around. He's gonna end up a neat with a bunch of anime figurines. Like, fuck this shit. You haven't shown up once since you came to check it out. Even if you are in another club, I can't have you be a fictitious member. But it's my first day in my club today, and I can't miss it. As it is, our attendance is down because of exams. Fine, I'll let it go today, but I'm gonna badger you until you come. Fine, fine. Odokawa gives up. She mumbles as she leaves the classroom. I guess I should get going too. I walk down the hall to the baseball club room. The student stands in the way. Please wait. The student stops me. I recognize the student. Slender body and the pretty face. It's a guy named Kaoru or something who's being toyed with by those two in the social club. I don't like you. Where is this coming from? What is it you want me to say? I smile and ask the guy what he means. You came along, and sister is now more interested in you than in me. Is that what this is about? I sigh. How dare you be so dismissive? I would rather die than have her abandon me. This is serious. I can't believe she's totally got him ensnared. I can't comprehend it. After what they did to him, he still loves her so much. What did they do to break him like this? Has he lost his mind from all the stimulation? Look, I have no intention of taking your place. I mean, he's not a fucking nut. Even if you think that, she will still make you hers, just like me. I don't know what they did to you, but I have no interest. You're naive. That's how I was in the beginning, too. He says to me with sad eyes. But now, I can't be without her. Maybe that was the case for you, but it doesn't mean it'll happen to me. Besides, it's not decided yet that Leona Morimoto would drop you for me. If you really believe that, you should leave this school right away. If you don't, you'll regret it. Thanks for the warning, but I can't do that. You shouldn't take Sister so lightly. Once she decides she's gonna make something hers, she won't stop until she does. I'll remember that. I push Kaoru away and hurry off. Damn, all because of that girl. Why do I have to become Leona Morimoto's pet? I wouldn't do it even if I was asked nicely. I complain under my breath and move away from Kaoru as fast as I can. Kaoru watches Hayami's back as he walks away from him. You shouldn't open your mouth like that. You're just a pet. Sister! Kaoru begins to shake when Leona appears out of nowhere in front of him. Were you listening? Yes, I heard it all. Leona stares at Kaoru with snake-like eyes. Kaoru is so scared he almost passes out. He said some pretty nasty things about me. It was with your best interest in mind. I wasn't bad-mouthing you. I'm disappointed in you. I'll free you. I don't ever want to see you again. But no, don't dump me. Kaoru has tears in his eyes. He clings desperately to Leona. Stop it, you worm. Don't make me repeat myself. No, I'll do anything. Anything. Please just keep me by your side. Kaoru clings to Leona, half mad. There is no shame nor pride in him. Huh? You'll do anything? I will. Anything Sister wants. Then will you do this? Leona whispers in Kaoru's ear. Kaoru's face begins to lose its color. But... It's fine if you don't want to, but don't you ever let me see you again. I'll do it, if it'll make you happy. Hee hee, I'm pleased. I didn't misjudge you. Leona smiles and caresses Kaoru's cheek. I'm looking forward to seeing you reborn. Okay. And that seems to be about it. Alright, so that'll be it, guys, and we will see you next time with more Grimm's Hentai Corner and Discipline.